This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Hour number two coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So, here we are, pre-shot show. And, well, I have scored a coup here because one of the listed celebrities is going to be making appearances at SHOT Show joins me now. He is the professor. He is the original and now the overseer of the Student of the Gun. He is Paul Markle. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening. Don't forget Pimp Hand of America.
Don't forget what now?
The Pimp Hand of America.
Okay. Gotcha. So,
gotta listen louder. Gotta listen louder, man.
Well, I've got everything turned down. I'm getting over bronchitis, and I've got all kinds of things happening. And with these nice headphones on, everything's reverbing in my head. So I'm just trying to cope. Anyway, just trying to cope. So, what have you got planned for SHOT Show, sir?
Oh, SHOT Show. Well, I'm going to be there with the entire crew, with the entire Student of the Gun crew. My producer and Jack the Shipping Ogre and our videographers, and we're going to produce video material and obviously see our friends. And like you mentioned at the very beginning, I think I'm going to be six or seven different booths throughout the show, just to meet and greet and say hi to people and so forth.
Will you be wearing the kilt?
Well, Thursday is Kilt Day at SHOT, and it has been for many years.
Okay. Well,
I'm surprised that by this time people don't know that. But, yeah, Thursday is Kilt Day.
Kilt Day is always fun for me. When I see the kilt flowing, I know the professor's in town.
Well, when you work as hard on your legs as I do, you don't want to cover them up.
Yeah. Hey. I completely get it. I mean, now there's not a lot of legs showing, though. I mean, you have a very modest kilt, plus you're wearing work boots that come up, But your knees look really good, Paul. You have the best knees I've ever seen in my life.
It's just enough, It's just enough. You don't want to oversell.
Yeah.
You just want to.
Now, are you anticipating anything new coming out in the gun world this year? In terms of manufacturers.
Well, yeah, I don't have to anticipate. I mean, everybody, it's like the auto show. They have to do something, even if it's taken an existing gun and like paint it flat dark olive drab or something like that and call it a new model.
Right.
I anticipate Glock is going to have a pretty huge push for the model G45 and, of course, the 19X. They're already out, but they'll be pushing those hard. Canik's going to be pushing their TP9 Elite Combat models with the threaded barrels and their red dot ready and all that good jazz. I think they've even partnered with Salient for a barrel and a trigger. They put a bunch of Gucci stuff on there. What else do I know is coming out? And how could I forget the slimline Glock?
Which one, the 43X or the 48 or whichever it is?
Yeah, the 43X and the 48, the ones that they had embargoed, and then some members of the media broke the embargo and did it early.
That's the bigger story that they broke. That's the bigger story going around that I'm hearing right now. Is not so much that they came out with these guns, but that, you know.
I sent an email to Bob that morning, and I said, just for the record, I didn't violate the embargo, just so you know.
I've done a couple of those things where, and you know, what we're referring to is like they will send advanced copies of something or advanced notice or send actual guns out, and they'll want you to film something. Were you filming something?
No, I was aware of it, but.
But you didn't invite. But I mean, what we're talking about is a couple of YouTubers got out there and got the guns and everything, and instead of waiting till the time that they want the embargo to the release date to where everything can go public, they just went ahead and published it on YouTube, and then they had to pull it down on YouTube. But that's sort of like trying to catch the bullet as it goes downrange, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, once it's on the internet, it's gone forever. But you can burn people once like that. You can get the exclusive and all the traffic once. Oh, but after that, it doesn't take very long to get a rep as somebody who does stuff like that.
No. So, I mean, when they do that, and I'm sure they'll keep on doing it, though. I mean, we'll still have embargoed releases coming out. I don't.
The non-disclosures, they're really common, especially with the bigger companies like Glock and Smith and Mossberg and Remington and so forth. They'll say, okay, we're going to let you see this. You can take pictures. Before we hand it to you, you have to sign this paper that says you promise not to talk about it in public until...
You're not going to tell. You're not going to tell nobody. Yeah. I kept all of my embargoes in 2017 and didn't get a single one to play with this past year. So we'll see what we get coming this coming next. I was good. I was as good could be. But I didn't get nothing this past year. But that's okay. That's okay. Anyway, do you have it now? You're a writer too. Do you have any books coming out? Are you going to be promoting any books at SHOT Show?
Well, the last book that I'm really hoping that people will read, because it's full of information that you can use to just destroy. If you have a neighbor, coworker, family member, you have an annoying uncle or aunt that comes to your family gatherings and says to you because you're the gun guy, you know, blankety blank, gun control, right? The book, Examining the Armed Citizen, The Historic Struggle Between Man and the State for the Control of Small Arms, in that book, I take all of those gun control arguments, like crime reduction or terrorism reduction, or, you know, you don't need that today because we have 911. You know, we didn't have police in 1776, so we needed it, but today you don't. Disarmament schemes work and so on and so forth. And I address basically all of the popular ones and go back. And it actually, that was the longest book for me to write, because it has, I think, two or three full pages of footnotes and sources. And don't just take my word for it. I've had historical evidence and even Supreme Court and state court decisions that affirm what I say in the book.
Now, since you're a writer and you have a better video team than I have, because I don't have a video team, I have a camera. I've always wanted to do a picture where we do a picture before a hunter or a defender before gun control, where we got a guy that's just killed like a Kodiak bear, and then a hunter after gun control, where a guy is chasing a zebra down the street just trying to catch something to eat.
Are you allowed to kill Kodiaks? I think Kodiaks are allowed to kill you.
Well, you know, you get what I'm saying. A hunter, right? Yeah. But anyway, you get what I'm saying, though. Anyway, Student of the Gun, studentofthegun.com. Yeah. Studentofthegun.com. Be sure and go out there and check the store. Jared likes it when you go and check the store at studentofthegun.com. For all the things they have available, all the courses, all the other stuff, the books, everything else. Paul's going to be there at SHOT Show, making the rounds. We'll talk more to the professor when we get back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks. Well, if it'll play, it is.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. They got a new gun stock there premiering at SHOT Show. Go check them out. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to the professor, Paul Markle from the Student of the Gun. I have a question for you, sir, and I would like for you to expand upon the answer simply because I want your opinion. When it comes to concealed carry, are you one of the I'm one that says carry the biggest gun you can carry and conceal. That you will carry and conceal every day. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah. First of all, you need to have an honest conversation with yourself and say, what can I get away with? If you live around a bunch of like weak, spineless hippie socialists, and them seeing a bulge is going to like send up 911. Well, then you obviously have to be more discreet and you're going to need a thinner gun or a more compact gun or what have you. But if you live in free America, where I live, where most adult men carry guns, right, then it's not such a big deal. But, you know, my dear departed friend Walt Rausch said that American men, he said, they talk 45s, they shoot 9mm, and they carry 38s. And we've had, you know, we've had this, I think we had this conversation before, but people will do things like they'll buy these super subcompact guns, just, you know, and to throw in their pockets or what have you, but they don't shoot them because they're not comfortable. You know, these micro 380s and so forth, and let's face it, most of the, you know, Smith & Wesson compact revolver, their triggers were designed by players.
Right.
And you basically need to do push-ups to strengthen your trigger finger to make them go off.
Right.
So that tool that you're carrying, is it really legit a life-saving tool? When you look at that, do you believe, you know, in your heart of hearts, do you have the confidence that if you needed to pull that thing out, you could do what you needed to do?
Right.
You could hit the target that needed to be hit. And if it means carrying a larger gun that you have obviously confidence in and you know versus a small gun that you don't even like to shoot, then how many people buy these micro 380s and they're still working on the first box of 50? It's an honesty question. And if you're carrying around a gun that you don't like to shoot, but it's really light and it's really compact and I can hide it really easy,
right,
you're kind of lying to yourself. So when it comes to how big is the gun going to be? I mean, there are people that can shoot. I mean, you put a J-frame in Jerry Mikulik's hand, and you know you can shoot the eyeballs off a gnat or whatever you want to say for colloquialism. But you know what is your confidence level, and why do you get confidence level? And if you know if you're going to carry a gun that you're not going to shoot, you really need to have a honest conversation with yourself.
That leads me to my next question. Like I've been an RSO here in South Carolina. You have to shoot 50 rounds to qualify for your concealed carry class. And I see those little 6.42 revolvers by Smith. I see the little 380 with the laser on it and everything else. All these ladies, they have one finger hanging off. I've seen one lady bust her hand up just trying to shoot the gun. She held on to it, but it busted her hand up. I saw one lady show up with an old fashioned Smith 5906, I think. Full-size gun, she hit everything she wanted to hit, and she was the best shot in the class. But, you know, should people, when they're having that honest conversation with themselves, should they say, if I go take a defensive pistol class, I'll take this gun with me and shoot 1,000 rounds with it. Will I take my Smith & Wesson 380 with the laser on it? I don't remember, is that the bodyguard? I'll take my bodyguard, and I'll go take a class with James Yeager. You know, is that what they should be doing? Should they be training and taking all their self-defense with their carry gun?
I would say yes. You should be training with whatever you're going to. You know, you brought up a good point. There are people that will go to these classes and the guys will show up at a class with a great big external drop leg rig and you know, all these external pouches and all this. And that's fine if all you're trying to do is develop skill with the gun.
Right.
But part of the training is actually having the gun on you and accessing it however it's going to be, whether it's going to be, you know, I don't know. I can't tell you how you're going to carry your gun, but, you know, how many draw strokes are you going to take? That's a great, you know, if you go to a class, you're going to do hundreds of draw strokes probably, and you're going to practice, but that doesn't do you a whole lot of good if that's not the way you're actually going to carry the gun when you're out in the real world and you're telling yourself that this tool is a self-defense tool, and if, you know, a vicious monster or multiple monsters show up to hurt me, I need to be able to make this thing work in what IU calls the gravest extreme, not in perfect conditions, but in less than perfect conditions. And that's what we train for a lot. Often we go to the range and we train under ideal perfect conditions, but I don't think if you talk to anyone who's ever been in a gunfight or has ever had to fight with a firearm in their hand, the perfect condition is a myth. It almost never happens.
Right. You know, I've been going through some stuff, and I want to ask you about this when we get into the next segment, because you won't be able to answer this by the time I finish answering the question.
Okay.
But
well,
I see a lot.
Elaborate. I mean, the one box workout is a great program for people who are carrying these 380s and 38s and you know, subcompacts and so forth.
Describe the one box workout. We got about a minute, so you describe the one box workout.
Okay,
so they know what you're talking
one
about.
One box is 50 rounds. 50 rounds of training ammo, the standard Winchester white box you buy at Walmart. You go to the range, and there's five drills, and you use 10 rounds per drill. And it's basically a skill maintenance drill. And if you can go through the entire one-box workout skill maintenance drill once a month or whenever you, you know, find time to go to the range with your carry gun, then you will have a confidence, and you'll know your strengths and your weaknesses that you can work on. And that's one of the things that we have available to people through Student of the Gun is the one box workout.
We'll get a description from Mr. Markle when we get back on that, because I happen to be a very big fan of that, because I think it's probably better to go out and do a couple of four one box workouts a month than it is shooting 600 rounds every quarter. So studentofthegun.com. Go visit the store there while you're there. Say hello to Jared. And if you're in Las Vegas, Mr. Marco will be walking all around. He'll be the guy in the plaid with the good-looking knees. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says justice was not served after prosecutors unexpectedly dropped all the charges against actor Jussie Smollett.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth, and know they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch Mitch McConnell says it will be up to Attorney General William Barr to determine what parts of the Mueller report are released to the public. Speaking on Capitol Hill, the Kentucky Republican says he hopes Barr is working to release parts of the report that don't hurt national security.
There are two things the Attorney General will have to grapple with: classified information and innocent people's reputations.
USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out. They got a new stock there. They're going to be at SHOT Show. Go check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. Talking to the professor, we were talking concealed carry, Professor Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. Before we get into the one-box workout thing, the other day somebody sent me something that I wanted to try because I'd be interested in your opinion on this. It seems like the guys that can actually successfully pull off appendix carry seem to have the fastest draw I've ever seen when I see them doing it on video. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh yeah.
You know, I'm not in the kind of shape to be appendix carrying, but I do want to appendix carry, and that's part of the goal for this year, to get in that kind of shape to appendix carry, just because it'll also be healthier too, you know. And but somebody sent me a holster that they said would appendix carry any for anybody, which it actually does, but they sent me one for a Glock 43.
Ah,
which, well, so. Well, I mean, I didn't have one, so I went and I got a Glock 43. But for me, carrying the Glock 43 and then carrying two of those little itty-bitty magazines or one spare magazine for that, I could carry the Glock 19 or a Glock 19-sized gun and have more rounds and not have to carry a spare.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where my conundrum comes in. As far as with people that are – concealed carrying, is this why you would say bigger is better? I mean, you got more grip to grab hold of the gun. It's going to be more controllable. You will train with it. You will take it to class. You will go to class and train with it and shoot it, whether you're doing the one box workout or whether you're shooting a case. It's something you will continually do. Your thoughts, Professor?
Yeah, well, for instance, I know a lot of women that are big fans of either the Glock 43 or the Shield.
Right.
And for that reason, because of a woman's shape, a lot of women can very comfortably carry in an appendix type fashion. Most women with traditional holsters have a difficult time because of the way women's hips are, carrying in your standard, you know, over the hip, or at least keeping it concealed standard over the hip. So they'll gravitate towards, you know, the 43 or the Shield, which is great, because it's hard enough to get women to carry anyway, you know, because it doesn't match their outfit or doesn't, you know. Women,
right.
I can't remember who said it, but women dress for fashion and men dress for function. And function is carrying guns, and fashion is not carrying guns. So if you can get a woman to carry a 43 or a Shield, you're way ahead of the game right there. But for, yeah, there's no reason that a full-size adult man can't conceal like a G19-size gun. No reason. As carrying spare ammo, there's essentially two schools of thought. You can carry spare ammo, or you can carry, you know, as separate magazines for your primary gun, or you can just carry a reload wrapped around, with a gun wrapped around it. And that's what a lot of people, but, you know, myself included, will do.
When you do that, what do you carry? If I may guess.
I'll carry some kind of either a subcompact 9 or a 380.
Yeah, you're pretty big. You're pretty big guy, Paul. Does a 380 even? Will I even be able to tell you're holding a gun when you're holding a 380? Because you're a pretty big dude.
Well, yeah. I was a police officer for a long time, and one of the things I started doing early on, because from seasoned officers, was putting the second gun where I could access it with my offhand. So no matter what position I was in, if somebody hit me, you know, with a brick and I was on my back and they were trying to get my main gun, I could access another one,
right,
with my offhand.
A little surprise.
So that, for me, transitioned over into plain clothes.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, and with your background, that would you'd probably be able to answer this much more accurately than some people can. If you do have to present a firearm to somebody, how much psychological is it going to be? Does it matter if it's a big gun that they can easily see, or if they, you know, are their senses so sharp and so highly popping when they're trying to attack you? Are they going to notice it if you pull out an ink pen? I mean, what's going to work psychologically in your favor?
We do that a lot in the gun world. We base our choices and our opinions, you know, gun shop rumor and so forth, upon what we think the bad guy is going to do.
Right.
Most people that are shot and or stabbed in gunfights, you know, stabbed, most people think that they were punched, and it's not until they start leaking that they realize that they were stabbed. Any defensive tactic that requires the cooperation of the attacker is inherently flawed. Just, you can take that and apply it to just about any question you'd have. Like, for instance, dear Lord in heaven, there's still people out there with the rack, the shotgun, and the, you know, they'll pee them their pants and run away screaming and so
right.
forth. Any tactic that requires the cooperation of the attacker is inherently flawed. Now, that's not to say that you might get lucky and they're like, oh, hey, I don't want any of this, I'm going to run away now. But if you're basing your choices on that, you're setting yourself up for failure. And, you know, in the old days, they would say you're going to buy a big, like a Model 66 Smith because it's huge and it's shiny and light reflects off of it and so forth. But you're also asking, is the person who's attacking you stopping to look at your hands? You know, is there ample light? And so on and so forth. You know, you're better off just assuming that they're a raving lunatic and they don't care what's in your hand, and just planning your defensive strategy around that.
Back when I was younger, and I was carrying full size guns, I was carrying service size guns. It was probably either a Glock 22 or a Glock 17. I pulled a gun twice in the civilian world. And I did it because I was in a position where I really didn't have too many other choices. And I was a milkman, Paul. I was a milkman in the worst part of town. So I pulled one twice on different people, and they ran, which I think is the, 97-98% of the people that happens to run.
It was a type 1 attacker. You had a type 1 attacker.
Okay. Break down the types for us real quick.
All right, three types of attackers. I put this in my original bodyguard book like 20-some years ago.
Right.
A type 1 will surrender when any type of resistance is presented. Like they're looking for a victim, and you all of a sudden change from a potential good victim to a porcupine, and they don't want to get stuck, so they change their mind and go somewhere else.
Right.
A type 2 is a bad stop once they've received some type of injury. Now, it's not necessarily a life-threatening injury. It could be a punch. It could be a grazing shot. It could be anything, right? You know, they were all committed until they felt pain. And then they're like, oh, this isn't fun anymore. I'm gone. And then the type 3 is the type of attacker that's not going to stop until either the brain stem is severed or they lose enough oxygenated blood that their body can't keep going. Here's the trick.
Hang on with the trick, because we're coming up on the break. You hold the trick. I want to hear the trick.
Okay.
Paul Markle, he is the professor at the Student of the Gun. He's going to be all over the place at SHOT Show in Las Vegas next week. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
New stock coming out. Go check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks in Las Vegas at SHOT Show. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Professor Paul Markle, who just gave us the three types of people that will attack you. There's the ones there's the not very motivated at all. There's the moderately motivated, and then there's the ones that you're just going to have to just plant. And you were about to tell us the trick.
Okay. Well, type one and type two, they will surrender from a psychological standpoint. You say, hey, you yell stop, you pull out your gun, you point it at them, they realize, oh, this isn't going to be any fun anymore, and they quit. That's a psychological surrender. Another one is, you hit them or you shoot them or you do something. Now, they're not necessarily going to die or expire, but they don't want to play anymore because, like, it's not fun. That's a psychological surrender.
Right.
But type three is physiological, and you have to cause enough damage to them physiologically to make them stop. But the trick, like I said, or the problem or the conundrum is when you are attacked, they don't wear signs. You know, they don't have white t-shirts with, black writing that says type one attacker. And unfortunately, what we do in the gun culture and the shooting sports community or, whatever, is we plan all of our, we rehearse these scenarios in our brains planning on the type one. You know, everybody who goes and gets their concealed carry permit for the first time, or they rehearse this. This is what's going to happen during, quote, my gunfight. You know, I'm going to whip out my Roscoe. I'm going to yell stop. I'm going to point it at them. They're going to and they're going to run and flee or melt or whatever. But until you're attacked, you don't know. And you have to, what you need to do is you need to plan, anticipate that any attacker that is attacking you is a type 3, that they're not going to stop until they receive enough physiological damage that they just can't keep going. And that, so if you're planning on how much ammo you're going to carry, how big your gun's going to be, you know, how much ammo is in the gun, what type of ammunition you're using, whatever, right. It's all based upon that. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, the old, well, if you can't get it done with the first couple shots, you're probably not going to get it done.
Yeah.
The person who said that has never been in a gunfight, and they've never had to fight against humans.
Right.
Unfortunately, we live in a society right now where the criminal element has become extremely, if not hyper, emboldened. What we've done is we, you know, through whether it's, you know, the media or the government or the state or whatever, is we've tried to convince people that they shouldn't even try, you know, call 911 and hide under your bed or whatever. And at the same time, we have legitimately politicians from one party that make excuses for violent criminal behavior. So the criminals are extremely emboldened because they know at least it doesn't matter what happens. If they're caught, there's at least one party in the spectrum that's going to stick up for them or make excuses for them. So when you're attacked, chance and it's, you know, methamphetamines, narcotics, you know, somebody who's strung out, they don't care what you're saying. They're not listening to you anyway. So you're just, you need to plan. And that's like when it comes to home defense, people say, well, you know, if I have a pistol for home defense, it's better because I could turn on lights and open doors and so on and so forth. Well, that's true. I can do that with a rifle just as well, or carbine. And what is a better fight stopper? A rifle or a pistol?
Right.
From a physiological standpoint, a rifle is a better fight stopper. So at home, you know, if you bust in my front door, I'm not going to confront you with a pocket 380. It's going to be a 223 carbine, and that will probably plant you pretty hard down under the ground. So, you know, these are the decisions we make, and we have to have conversations with ourselves. Say, why are we buying these things? Why are we carrying these things? Is it based upon reality? Or is it based upon gun shop rumors?
Based upon data, how many types of attackers would you think typically would be type 3, percentage-wise?
Well, data probably in the sub 5%.
But the problem is you don't know which 5% it's going to be.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've heard this.
Comfort, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you've heard the story of the cop that was fighting somebody in a gunfight, and he had to shoot him 18 times, and then he only stopped him because the 18th shot or the 19th shot was in his head, and now he carries 147 rounds of ammunition. I don't remember where that was out of, but are you familiar with that story?
Well, yeah, the FBI and Miami shootout, those two guys were type 3s. They were hardcore type 3s. The Hollywood shootout, those guys were hardcore type 3s. And it can vary. You know, you have your jihadist type attackers that when they enter the building, they're not planning on leaving. You know, a jihadist attacker in a mall or church or school, they've already committed. They're not planning on leaving.
Right.
So they're going to do as much damage as possible until the SWAT team shows up. So how do you stop or those people? And that's another thing that people need to address. We don't address this, but a multiple attacker situation. You know, you're not just talking about one guy who's, you know, wants money for crack. Now you're talking about two or three in a home invasion, or the Religion of Peace just did another one in Kenya.
Yep.
Why Kenya doesn't declare war on Somalia, I don't know.
Do they have capability?
Well, I think they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Somalia after all. But, they keep crossing the border from Somalia into Kenya and committing these jihadist mass murders. And when they do that and they get away with it, when they get a high body count, they don't think, well, that was good enough, let's stop. And God help us when we get a serious American Beslan. And what are we going to do?
Yeah, well, I mean.
And it's the one thing that I would tell your audience is this. And time and time and time again, it doesn't matter whether it's a school, a mall, a church, or whatever. The only person or people that are going to have an opportunity to change the outcome are the people that are present at the moment that it begins. Because the police, they'll show up and they'll be out in the parking lot and they'll be trying to formulate a plan and they'll be, you know, surrounding and so forth. But that doesn't do you any good if you're inside the mall and four guys are walking around just arbitrarily killing people. Or one guy, or it doesn't matter. The only person or people that are going to have any hope or prayer of changing the outcome from a slaughter to, you know, whatever, a minor slaughter, is the people that are there. And that's what, you know, every person who's, you know, got a little card with a picture on it, or if you live in free America like I do, you just carry a gun because that's what the way the Constitution intended it. But you need to understand.
Well, you pretty much will
come later.
Yeah, they'll bring
the
trouble.
The AMTs will come later.
Yeah.
That's not going to do you any good.
You answered my question, sir. I do appreciate that. So the moral of this is that you carry for the worst case scenario, which is going to be multiple opponents or type three, or maybe type three with multiple opponents possibly, huh? Before we run out of time, where are you going? Where can people find you on any given day at SHOT Show?
Oh, geez, Louise. Well, I tell you what. I'm going to be at the Century booth, and I'm going to be at the Fiocchi booth. I'm going to be at Crossbreed. I'm going to be a dick. but if you follow us on social media, so Student of the Gun will get you everywhere you need to go. Or
there you go.
SOTG. Gerald will post a list.
There you go. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir, and I'll see you in Vegas.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Paul Markle, studentofthegun.com. Check him out. We got hour number three coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock. Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.